We ask Nick Madera, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Madera, CPA, 805-466-7249.
I'm Omar East with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Bears are trading receiver DJ Moore to the Bills, according to NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero. Buffalo is sending a second-round pick to Chicago for Moore and a fifth-round pick. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport also reporting several other stories, starting with the Seahawks and linebacker Drake Thomas agreeing to a new two-year contract. The deal has an $8 million base with a chance to earn up to $9 million. Plus, the Texans have re-signed offensive tackle Trent Brown to a one-year contract. The deal is worth up to $7 million. And the Falcons are releasing wide receiver Darnell Mooney after two seasons in Atlanta. The team will save nearly $7.5 million on the salary cap. Meanwhile, the Steelers announced that they've released tight end Jonnu Smith after just one season. The move will save Pittsburgh $7 million on the cap in 2026. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Spring deals are popping up early at Lowe's. Right now, get four bags of Stay Green 2-cubic foot mulch for just $10. Plus, save $20 on an Ego 56-volt string trimmer, now just $199. Spring starts better when you save early. Don't miss out. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/18. Mulch offer excludes Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health.
I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. Gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, March 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Boys and Girls Club to hold a Standing with Youth event in Paso Robles. City of San Luis Obispo increasing law enforcement activity ahead of St. Patrick's Day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast is bringing its advocacy event, Standing with Youth, to the North County on Tuesday, March 26th at 11:30 a.m. The event will be held at the Boys and Girls Club's Thomas Mass Clubhouse, 3301 Oak Street, Paso Robles. CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast, Maria Fabula, will be joined by fellow panelists, Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and District 5 Supervisor Heather Moreno. The three will discuss the landscape of young people across the county and the unique challenges they are facing. Boys and Girls Club invites business leaders, policymakers, and community officials to be a part of this luncheon event. Individuals interested in attending can register for their spot online at no charge at swypaso.givesmart.com. Yesterday morning, a juvenile crashed a car into Appy's Liquor Store on 28th and Spring Street and then fled the scene. Surveillance from the liquor store shows a driver of a Toyota driving over the parking lot on the side of the liquor store facing Spring Street. The driver immediately fled the scene without speaking to anyone, though was found later by police. The damage to the building was not significant, pushing the wall forward by about 3 centimeters and damaging the ice cream machine inside. Owner of the store, Chad Macklis, was grateful that no one was hurt and said the damage will be covered through insurance. Paso Police Department says they did not arrest the suspect. City of San Luis Obispo increasing law enforcement activity ahead of St. Patrick's Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KVRL News continues at 8:12. The city of San Luis Obispo is cracking down even further on large street parties leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day. Street parties are no longer welcome in the community, a release from the city says. To protect public safety, the city will once again take a zero-tolerance approach during the safety enhancement zones in March, increasing enforcement and doubling fines for violations. The city will be instating these safety enhancement zones the next 2 weekends, as well as on St. Patrick's Day. Over the past several years, increasingly dangerous and destructive street partying has occurred in San Luis Obispo neighborhoods near Cal Poly, which prompted a zero-tolerance approach and a change to city laws. They'll be working with Cal Poly on this enforcement, and the university will be holding an on-campus event to draw crowds away from neighborhoods. Paso Robles High School Future Farmers of America Boosters fundraiser was coming next Saturday at the Paso Robles Event Center. Here's Emily Santoro, FFA Chapter President at Paso Robles High School, talking about the upcoming event.
Our FFA Boosters Dinner is an annual event that our parent supporters host to raise money for our FFA chapter and our FFA chapter event. The funds support over 450 students in our ag department. The money raised goes to transportation costs, conference costs, contest competitions. They buy us livestock equipment. They have scholarships for us, and so much more. What we're doing is the event is on Saturday, March 14th at the Paso Robles Event Center. So the doors open at 5 p.m. and it's in the Estrella building. And we are asking if people want to buy tickets or tables to the event to just come support our ag program and help us continue to flourish and continue to grow the leaders that we know our world needs and grow the leaders that will continue to help us succeed.
Paso Robles High School FFA Boosters is a nonprofit organization that provides financial support for the school's FFA programs and leadership conferences. The fundraiser dinner will feature prime rib, appetizers, beer, wine, a silent auction, a dessert auction, and FFA students as the waiting staff. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn in collaboration with private landowners and other agencies. The burn is planned for today starting at about 10 a.m. and will go through 8 to 10 acres of accumulated vegetation, 15 minutes east of Santa Margarita, near the intersection of Poza Road and Rinconada Road. Daylight saving time is set to begin this Sunday, March 8th. At about 2 a.m., the official hour set forward by clocks will instantly become 3 a.m. Sunrise and sunset will be 1 hour later, equaling to more light in the evening hours and later sunrise in the morning. Phones and computers will adjust to themselves automatically, but be sure to reset manual clocks. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Nuggets beat the Lakers 120-113, the Pelicans over the Kings 133-123, the Warriors beat the Rockets 115-113, the Bulls over the Suns 105-103. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Spurs, the Lakers will go against the Pacers, and tomorrow, the Warriors will face the Thunder. In California news, earlier this week, California Democratic Party Chair Rusty Hicks called on candidates to drop out from the race if they do not have a viable path, citing concerns over a crowded Democratic ballot. Despite this, only one Democrat ended their campaign, former State Assembly Majority Leader Ian Calderon. This is due to California's top two primaries, where the top two vote-getters, regardless of party, will be the only ones to advance to the general election. California has joined 24 other states in suing the Trump administration over its new round of global tariffs imposed last month. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said this lawsuit is about protecting everyday Americans from the harmful effects of unlawful tariffs. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. A newly rebranded company is offering a way for farmers to earn extra revenue without selling additional crops. Tyler Nuss is the CEO of Yield Energy. He explains how farmers can get paid by simply adjusting when they choose to irrigate.
You could call it an ag tech business, but it had this unique business model where Yield doesn't make money from the growers. Rather, you make growers more profitable by having them participate in these utility flexibility programs. So the utility pays Yield for implementing and enabling these flexibility programs, meaning the utility gets flexible capacity. They don't need to build as many power plants, and they get flexible load that we enable in agriculture.
Nuss, who comes from a family farm, discovered the company through contacts he made on his podcast, The Modern Acre.
We talked to hundreds of ag tech companies on the podcast, and everyone's trying to figure out how do we squeeze a little money out of the farmer's, you know, limited budget. And just the idea of we actually don't have to sell the grower anything, but we're actually helping them be more profitable just was music to our ears as farmers ourselves.
Today, Nuss is the CEO of Yield Energy, originally called Polaris Energy Services.
Cattle producers make plans to attend the 52nd annual Loosely Red Angus Production Sale, Tuesday, March 10th, 1 o'clock p.m. at the ranch in Ashton, Idaho. Selling 100 yearling Red Angus bulls designed to add value, improve your herd, and go to work year after year. Also offering 40 open purebred heifers straight from the replacement pen. View the catalog, watch videos, and find more information by visiting looselyredangus.com and bid live at liveauction.tv. Loosely Red Angus, built for real-world performance.
It's been popping up in orchards and vineyards all over. Any origin theories, callers?
Oh, hey, yeah, it's Sevia fungicide from BASF, a category leader in disease control.
How do you explain these healthy crops?
Well, longer-lasting residual. Plus, it's built for current regulatory standards and prepared for what's to come, which improves crop marketing flexibility, so.
A fungicide that is out of this world? I knew it. Sevia fungicide from BASF. Or is it? Always read and follow link directions.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
We're here to help. Hi, I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peake Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. When cows develop mastitis, inflammation of the udder, dairies often respond with immediate antibiotic treatment. That approach has long protected animal health and milk production, but research suggests treating every case the same may not always be necessary. Christian Bernal Cordoba, a veterinarian and graduate researcher at the University of California, Davis, said the discussion around antibiotics should focus less on cutting use and more on improving precision. Antibiotics themselves are not the problem, he said. The problem is how we use them. Rather than emphasizing reduction alone, Bernal Cordoba said producers should focus on optimizing antibiotic use by applying treatment when it provides clear benefit. At the same time, reducing unnecessary treatments lowers drug costs on the farm, decreases discarded milk during withdrawal periods, and reduces time spent managing dairy hospital pens. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. This Friday morning, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at Cajon's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday and Monday. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Sunny on Friday. Upper 70s Sunday, mid-70s Monday. Low 70s Tuesday, upper 70s Wednesday. Low 80s on Thursday. 82 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to Cajon's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And tomorrow, Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are skidding after the job market slumped last month and crude oil prices continue to rise. The global benchmark Brent crude is on course for its biggest weekly increase since the early days of the Russia-Ukraine war. Though Energy Secretary Chris Wright on Fox and Friends says as soon as it's reasonable to do so, the U.S. will be escorting ships and allowing the flow of oil to be transported again. He says we should see lower prices in weeks, not months. Job creation evaporated in February. There were 92,000 jobs lost in the month. The unemployment rate rose to 4.4%, though the administration says strikes against healthcare providers in California and severe weather did impact job creation in the month. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cozzola, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
The Australian Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Stray Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiasts. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
It's coming up tomorrow. The Friends of the NRA invite you to their banquet and auction at the Paso Robles Event Center. Remember, it's family-friendly with kids' table and a play area as well. All you have to do to find out more and get those tickets, go to friendsofnra.org.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Quite often in the Old West, a person gets respect only as long as he was able to intimidate people. Outlaw Ben Kilpatrick discovered when you didn't have respect, you didn't have anything. Kilpatrick grew up in Texas, and when I say grew up, I really meant that. He ended up 6 foot 2 inches tall, so it was only natural that everyone would call him the Tall Texan. Kilpatrick was fearless and a good shot. He spent some time with Black Jack Ketchum's gang and Butch Cassidy's Wild Bunch. After Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid took off to South America, the Tall Texan and his girlfriend went to St. Louis, where they were arrested. Kilpatrick got 15 years and his girlfriend got 5. She agreed to wait for him, but when he was released, not only was his girlfriend waiting, so were the authorities. Kilpatrick was tried for an earlier murder. Fortunately, he got off. While in prison, he became friends with an outlaw named Ole Beck. He and Ole Beck decided to rob the Southern Pacific Sunset Express, carrying $65,000. On March 12, 1912, when the train stopped for water, they entered the express car. The guard was a 32-year-old David Truesdale, and he wasn't the least bit intimidated by a couple of over-the-hill train robbers. Truesdale grabbed an ice mallet and whacked Kilpatrick on the head. Then he grabbed Kilpatrick's rifle and shot Beck. The lack of respect even went further. As the train went past Dryton, Texas, Truesdale threw the two men out on the platform like a couple of mail sacks. The Dryden men saw the opportunity for more fun, so they propped the two men up and took pictures of them. They were then thrown in a common grave and buried without ceremony. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes, so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The City of San Luis Obispo is cracking down even further on large street parties leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day. Over the past several years, increasing dangerous and destructive street partying has occurred in San Luis Obispo neighborhoods with Cal Poly. The university will be holding an on-campus event to draw crowds away from neighborhoods and back onto campus. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn in collaboration with private landowners and other agencies. The burn is planned for today starting at about 10 a.m. and will go through about 8 to 10 acres of accumulated vegetation east of Santa Margarita near the intersection of Pozo Road and Rinconada Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm CJ. Papa, President Trump spells out the terms for the war with Iran.
He posted to Truth Social, there will be no deal with Iran except unconditional surrender after that and the selection of a great and acceptable leader or leaders. We and our many of our wonderful and brave allies and partners will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction, making it economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House, a nightmare economic report for February. No jobs created.
92,000 jobs lost last month. Unemployment rises to 4.4%, and then the prior 2 months revised lower by a combined 69,000. Even health care is starting to slow.
That's Fox Business's Lawrence Simonetti. And Brent crude trades over $90 a barrel for the first time since 2024. America's listening to Fox News.
Celebrate Easter Sunday at the beautiful Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Sunday, April 5th, enjoy the festive Easter brunch from 10:30 to 2:30, featuring chef-crafted favorites like Eggs Benedict, Smoked Salmon Benedict, Applewood Bacon, and fresh pastries. Enjoy live culinary stations with prime rib and porchetta carving, made-to-order omelets, all set to live music, sweet treats, and a kids' corner for the little ones. Make Easter unforgettable this year. Reserve your table at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Have you experienced storm damage? Does your property have erosion problems and damage to roads because of the rains? Berlogger Excavation is ready to help you now. Berlogger has the machines available to fix your roads and redirect that erosion to fix the problems. Call or text 805-674-5141 or find them on Facebook on the Creston Sawmill Berlogger Excavation page. That's Berlogger spelled B-E-R-L-O-G-A-R Excavation.
Hi, I'm Jody Landon representing the Ladies Conference. Our all-volunteer team would love to invite you to our 43rd annual event on Friday evening, March 20th and Saturday the 21st at the Colony Park on Traffic Way in Atascadero. This year's theme is Equipped and Empowered and will be fabulous with our two speakers. A mother-daughter team, Denise Windorf and Brooke Andrews, will bring us four sessions from their decades of experience of teaching. Denise co-authored a DVD Bible-based series, which sold over 3 million copies. Her daughter, Brooke, has a heart in helping others grasp the living Word of God. She teaches at Biola University and at retreats and events. Lisa Reef's team will be back with her beautiful worship. Dessert on Friday night and a catered lunch will be served on Saturday. We'll have shopping available with local artisans, a prayer team on hand, and we'll get you out the door by 3 p.m. on Saturday. Register at ladiesconference.com. You may also text or leave a message with our registrar at 805-674-4468. We have tables of 9 and you get a better seat if you register early.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunshine today, upper 60s. Clear tonight, overnight lows, mid to upper 30s. And then a little bit more sunshine on your Saturday with highs in the low to mid 70s. Sunday will be in the upper 70s. Monday, we can expect more sunshine, mid 70s, low 70s Tuesday, upper 70s Wednesday. Next Thursday and Friday, low 80s. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down, 6:26 a.m., 6:03 p.m., and don't forget, Chris has reminded you, time change this weekend, spring ahead. Okay, let's see here. Today's, I already did that, 6:26. It is 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and doors. Kenny's off for the next couple of weeks, so Darsha is flying solo. She is in the pilot seat. That's open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just call them, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch header for home, 238-5775, which you can text that. 238-KPRL to join us. Freedom of Speech.
Morning Exchange.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
KPRL.
All righty, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. Good, come on, that's war on terrorism.
Huh?
We passed the war on terror we started way back 25 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
Passed the law way back, and have we ever declared an end to it?
Have we ever what?
Declared an end to this war on terrorism?
No.
It's still ongoing.
Well, no, we haven't specifically declared an end to it.
No, so we don't need to ask Congress for declarations of war anymore.
Well, I don't know if it's the same thing, but what was it, 53 Democrats have said that Iran is not a terrorist state.
Yeah, I mean, that's opinion is correct. I mean, how you interpret the law is still on the books, and it's there.
When do you wait for a country to do damage to you, before or after?
Hopefully we can prevent it before.
Why haven't we done anything before, particularly with Iran?
I think it's a different nation. That's a different, their military, some of it's different over there. I mean, we went into Iraq and that was fairly quick, and Kuwait.
But we didn't finish the job, many would say.
Correct, in Iraq, yeah. I mean, it's...
If I remember, General Schwarzkopf wanted to continue and Bush told him no. Or Powell, I forget which.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, we should have handled a little differently, as we say. Even Afghanistan, we pulled out at the, I don't know what it really solved, but it's a different.
Well, the Middle East has been an issue most of my lifetime.
of us, yes. Maybe because that Iran is more part of what they used to call the Far East.
Well, yeah, I remember when it was called the Far East, yeah.
Way back, and it's maybe they're a different ethnic group under the what we used to call Persian.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Islamic, but it's different too. It's,
I think I read, I don't know how recently, but the Middle East started to change to be a little bit more radical after the Ottoman Empire, which goes back, what, 100 years?
Yeah, it's a little bit. Well, they used to have their caliphate, and after World War One,
okay,
they did away with the caliphate, and they broke it up.
Okay, so that's 100 years.
Yeah. And then we also, they had the, some of the Jewish were moving back, started moving back into what was from Israel in the late 1800s. They're buying up land quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the Zionist group.
Yep.
All different little things going on.
Well, do you agree with what President Trump is doing?
And I don't have a problem with it.
Well, then you,
no,
then you agree.
I think it's probably they're militarily a lot more challenging. Just that maybe because of changing, maybe because they have more ties with China coming there, or some with their drones and their aircraft is. Eventually, I don't know exactly where it's going to end.
Well, it's a good thing we spend money on our military.
Correct. Maybe we should see one thing about the Shah of Iran. At the end, he was using his oil money, the countries, to industrialize the nation. We forget about.
Well, let's see here.
You can check on that, please.
I think a lot of times, particularly in the Middle East, whoever the United States would so-called back, again, in some instances, it was the lesser of two evils.
Most of our, correct. War makes for strange bedfellows, as they say.
Yep. That's a pretty good description, sir.
I mean, and down in South America now, as I should see also that it's, we going in down in Venezuela, that's, we don't like that guy either, but it's, if he can't hide from the law, how can other people hide from the law anyway? We don't want to.
I've never understood why the United States didn't use its financial powers to threaten these countries to be good little boys and girls. We supply many countries, even adversaries, with a lot of money for, you know, different causes, I'll say.
Correct, yes. I mean,
and instead, and we just tried to placate and go along knowing that bad things were going on, were happening, and they were not friendly to the United States, and yet we didn't use, I think, the power that we could have, and I'm not talking military power either, the dollars.
Persuasion.
Yep. Monetarily persuade them. Yes, you'll get no more unless you do X, Y, and Z. End of story.
Like we used to have money in this country.
Well, we have money. Just you just have to look on how it's spent or how it's, shall we say, manipulated.
I should tell you another story. You got time for a short one?
I got another phone call right now.
Okay, I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you for your call.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. Big issue is if Carter would have taken care of this back in the late 70s, this Iran situation, obviously be non-existent. I think he's on record as saying that he could have obviously bombed them, but he chose not to back then. And I think if people are around, they can remember, you know, after Watergate, Vietnam War, how powerless Americans felt after they came into the embassy and took the hostages, and every day you're seeing the count on TV, and kind of just there, you know, with just sitting on your hands, you're kind of going, why can't we do anything? I know we did try something that failed miserably, but in that, and I didn't realize this until recently, the Beirut bombings in 83, that Iran had something to do with that. They've been bucking for this for a long time. And I think that if we would have taken care of this sooner than later, it wouldn't be as big an issue.
You know what's interesting about that? During that crisis, the Iranian crisis, America was pretty American. It was kind of like after the hockey game in 1980. Boy, we got patriotic. That probably wouldn't have been a very opportune time, because Carter would have had the backing, my guess is, of the United States citizens.
I agree. And, you know, another thing that bothers me, too, and again, I spitball on this stuff, is there was something called the War Powers Act, and I believe it came into effect. You remember going way back to the Vietnam War, how Lyndon Johnson was able to escalate the war with something called the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. There was an incident they said that happened, and it gave the president power to go full-scale war in Vietnam. They didn't like the results of that. They gave the president too much power. So what they said, I think, in 73 with the War Powers Act was the president can act for 60 days without getting congressional approval of, you know, a war. Well, that's still in effect today. And so when all these people come on and say the president's acting illegally, the best of my knowledge, which is not very deep, no, the president can act, but he has to go to Congress. He has to inform within 48 hours of what he's doing. But he has 60 days to deploy troops. And after that 60 days, if he hasn't got congressional approval, then he has to pull them out. So when these people are saying he's acting, you know, he's unconstitutionally, I don't think that's the case.
Well, it requires the president to notify Congress within 48 hours of deploying troops and mandates their withdrawal within 60 to 90 days, unless Congress declares war.
Right.
Or they authorize the action. But, look, you know, and many of us know, that the Democrats use terms like unconstitutional because the majority of the Americans will buy it.
Right.
And that's the reason.
And every time I see one of them get up there, I'm just going, either you don't know what you're talking about, or you're just highly deceptive. And again, because anybody can go read that. You can Google the War Powers Act, and I'm just kind of going, there's something askew here. There's something really weird in that these people, and it, for them to know it and say it or be that stupid, there's a problem either way.
I think it's a disservice to the United States citizens to say that when you know that you're lying.
Right. Right. For complete pure political gain. Pure political gain.
Right. And it's interesting when other presidents on the Democratic side, such as Clinton and Obama, do things that are similar to what Clinton has done, it's crickets.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no consistency. And I think that is a big problem. When you have accountability, you got to be consistent. And these people just aren't consistent. And we see it all the time with these people that get away with stuff. You know, I was listening to somebody the other day. Maybe it was you. You're talking about no one has gotten into trouble for anything that's gone on with COVID. Billions of dollars, you know, pilfered here in California. You know, unemployment was pilfered for billions of dollars. We see what's going on in Minnesota, and it's going on a lot of other places. Doge comes through and says, hey, there's widespread fraud. You never hear about anybody getting hooked up and going to jail. Never hear about it.
No.
And you probably never will.
No, I brought that up the other day. Now,
yeah,
when we have the current people, the current Democrats say that this is unconstitutional, it wouldn't take much for them to go back to around 2011 when Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, testified to Congress that the Obama administration did not need congressional authorization for its military intervention in Libya. it wouldn't take any effort at all to find that out, but they won't do it because again, they're doing a disservice deliberately to manipulate the American citizens.
I think what it comes down to are, and this is sad, our politicians are the biggest rewriters of history. You know, they talk about historians, but our politicians are the biggest rewriters of history because they ignore, they never account for, they don't want to answer when you bring up something like that. If you brought up something like that to a Democrat, they'd run. They'd run from the podium trying, you know, to avoid the answer.
Mm-hmm.
They're the biggest rewriters of history.
They are, and they have absolutely, they're not ashamed of it at all.
Nope. No shame.
Well, you know, part of that reason, and I'm flipping around here, and you're no stranger to this probably, is that when you look at the scores overall around the United States of, these tests, only 13% of high school students meet national standards in U.S. history, and only 22% meet standards in civics.
Yes, you know, and part of it is, I think there's a, you know, you talk about reading, writing, arithmetic. You know, this is the three R's, I think they used to say. Three W's, I can't remember how, reading, writing, arithmetic. Maybe, you know, they throw the W in there for arithmetic or R. But the basics are pushed aside. It comes into a lot of other things, and, you know, the biggest problems we have right now, you know, students need to learn how to read, and students need to know how to do math, and you see it with the scores, but there's always kind of, it feels like these high-minded things that come through. It's like, no, you know, maybe somebody just needs to learn that the president of the United States serves a four-year term, you know, there's a vice president, you just break this stuff down, and I don't necessarily, I think people, you get intelligent, so-called intelligent people that get into the teaching profession, get into education, and they want to be high-minded, you know. This kind of stuff, we got to, it gets pushed to the side, and we got to get to bigger things. No, you want to teach that the United States Senator has a six-year term,
mm-hmm.
and what their duties are. But that, I think, it's kind of just pushed aside.
No, it does. And, you know, when you mentioned reading, if you can't read, then you can't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a big issue.
It's huge. And that doesn't seem to be getting any better either.
Nope. And I don't know that it is. And my humble opinion, they need reading programs at every level of a school.
Well,
every level.
The programs, yes. The discipline, maybe more.
Yeah. Well, it kind of goes hand in hand because, you know, when you go back to the history, a lot of these students, you know, especially now, they got the cell phones, they got whatever, Snap Talk or whatever that just flashes on the phone. They're entertained. And so they don't want to sit and listen to, you know, something that's important. You talk about the American Revolution. They've gotten older. I see how important the American Revolution is and what our founding fathers did with our founding documents, the Declaration and laying down the Bill of Rights. They don't want to listen to something that happened 250 years ago, 260 years ago, because they're so, you know, oriented to get things right now and, you know, information right now and information that caters to them. And that is one of the biggest problems. They have to bring that to the table, but you also have to, on the other side of it, you have to present those basics.
I don't know if this makes any sense, but when you mention the word entertain, our society, for whatever reason, to hold anybody captive anymore, we have to be entertained.
Right.
And I can't explain that, you know, exactly. But as soon as you said that, I thought, you know what? And I'm not talking just kids either. We need to be entertained. We don't have the ability or don't want the discipline to say, okay, here's some important things here. I really need to, you know, I need to grasp this. I don't need to have a safe space or a smiley face or anything like that. I need to understand this and realize the importance of it.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Every once in a while, I have to state. A lot of times in your life, many times in your life, it's about sitting and listening. Yeah, well, whether it's a, you know, job training, whether it's going to church.
Yep, all those things.
You know, it's sitting and listening.
Yep.
And that's one of the things we've lost.
Okay, we're out of time. Music started. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Daylight saving time is set to begin this Sunday, March 8th at 2 a.m. The official hour set for by clocks will instantly become 3 a.m. Sunrise and sunset will be 1 hour later, equaling more light in the evening hours and later sunrise in the morning. Paso Robles High School Future Farmers of America Boosters Fundraiser Dinner is coming up next Saturday at the Paso Robles Event Center. This fundraiser dinner will feature prime ribs, appetizers, beer, wine, a silent auction, dessert auction, with FFA students as the waiting staff. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Open Mic Friday, and Darsha is flying solo the next couple of weeks. Kenny, he gone for those couple of weeks. And, of course, Pure Country, Diane on the Country Store, and Jimmy, gearhead, you know, shifting gears. Gary, the jukebox. Enjoy your weekend, and don't forget, Chris just mentioned the time change. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local. Continue to live with free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.